good evening. Welcome to a very special edition of the Homegrown Music Show on Colwyn Community Radio. This evening, Harry McNally has joined us in the studio to talk about Pinefest, the great musical event taking place on Friday the 30th of August and Saturday the 31st of August in Llandudno. Harry, welcome to the Homegrown Music Show. I believe you are the organiser of Pinefest in conjunction with our well-known band, Muddy Elephant. Could you please give us some background to the Pinefest event?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first of all, it's a pleasure to be here. Really excited to take part in this interview, so thank you for having me. But yeah, so a bit about Pinefest. Pinefest is a two-day indie music festival which is going to be taking place in Llandudno. It's going to be based on Bodafon Farm, which is where they also host the circus and the transport festival. And like you say, it's the 30th and 31st of August. It might be worth pointing out that it's not the bank holiday, it's the weekend after. I know there's a lot of confusion with those dates, but yeah, so it's the weekend after the bank holiday. And yeah, we sort of go beyond music. You know, we've got lots of food stalls which are going to be attending. We've got Real Comedy Club, who are also going to be getting involved. They've also put together quite a large list of comedians who are going to be attending the event. So really excited for that. And yeah, that's basically the event in a nutshell.
Many thanks. Okay. Now, here on the Homegrown Music Show, we like to promote the music produced by our local musicians and vocalists. Are you planning different stages to accommodate the various music genres which will appear at Pinefest?
Yeah, so we've got two stages which we're going to have at the event. We've got the main stage, and that'll feature like your headline acts. So we've currently got Scout for Girls, who are headlining on the Saturday. And it'll also feature bands like The Farm. But then we've also got a second stage. Now the second stage, which we're calling the Up Next stage, is all about up and coming talent. So we've reached out to a lot of artists who are local, and then we've also gone further afield. I mean, we've actually got some people coming up from London and down from Cardiff as well, taking place in this. So yeah, it's really important that we had the local stage there to give these people a platform.
Super, thank you. How can our listeners access information on the various acts who will be performing at Pinefest?
So we've got a website, it's pinefestival.co.uk, and all of our lineup is listed on the website, and it also does the split as well, so who's playing on the Friday, who's playing on the Saturday, and who's playing on what stage. Now also, if you click on the artist, it'll also give you a bit of a bio and background about each artist and their picture, and it's also got the links to their social media as well. So if you like their stuff or you like the look of them, then you can go and check them out.
Awesome, thank you. Where and how can we purchase tickets for Pinefest?
So tickets are available through our website. That'll take you through to the Ticketmaster link. There is three different types of tickets available for this event. So we've got weekend tickets, which will grant you access to the Friday and the Saturday. We've got weekend with camping, and then we've got day tickets as well. There is also an option to have a car park, so you can leave your car there for the weekend as well.
Super, thank you. Now, we're very excited to have Muddy Elephant performing for the first time in North Wales. What is your connection with the band?
So, I'm actually the drummer. So, Sam, who's the frontman, he reached out to me last year and he said, "Don't know if you'd be interested in joining us. We've just lost our drummer due to other commitments." And straight away, I went on to Spotify, gave them a listen, and I thought, you know what, really like their stuff. So had a couple of practices with them, and then I was thrown straight in. It was literally, we had two gigs back to back, and then the rest is history. It's been quite a year with the lads. It's you know, really exciting times coming ahead this year. We've got some big gigs coming up. We're supporting Busted. We've got two shows with them, one in Leeds and then one in Stirling. And then we've also got, obviously, Pine Festival, which, again, we're really excited for. And then we've also got a new song coming out on the 14th of June. So that's happening very soon, and that's going to be called 18. So hopefully it gets a feature on the radio.
If you're lucky. Right, I've been asked by a number of our listeners if Muddy Elephant have a CD of their hits. Sam Passy has told me that you don't, but you would be prepared to put all the Muddy Elephant hits on a memory stick for followers. Will this item be available with other Muddy Elephant merchandise at the Pinefest event, and will there be a merch kiosk at the festival?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as Sam stated previously, we haven't got any CDs. We are on Apple Music and Spotify or YouTube, so if anyone's got access to the internet, you can easily find us still. But if someone wants a memory stick with our songs on, then we are more than happy to cater for those people. Just reach out to us, just so we know about how many we need to bring, and we can get that sorted. And yes, in terms of merch, there will be a merch tent at the event. So the artists who are performing will each get like a 30-minute sort of time slot after their performance to sell their merch. And then there'll also be some Pine Festival merch available from that stand as well.
Thank you. Now, at Colwyn Community Radio, we will be promoting Pine Fest, but what other media outlets are you going to access to promote the event? BBC Wales, HTV, Radio Wales spring to mind.
Yeah, definitely. I think these are definitely some options we need to explore. I've featured on some podcasts already, and I've, you know, taken part in some local interviews, you know, over the last few weeks so far. But we've not actually reached out to BBC Wales just yet or HTV, but this is definitely something we are going to look at over the next few weeks.
Thank you. Now, many of the acts on your poster feature artists who I personally have never heard of. Are they local acts, or are they coming in from across the border or the Irish Sea?
There's no one coming in from the Irish Sea. I can confirm that. That's quite a journey and some commitment. But no, unfortunately, no one's coming in across the Irish Sea. However, some people are coming across the border. You know, we've got Honey Motel, they're Liverpool-based. 10 Tons. So 10 Tons is actually George Ezra's brother, which is really interesting. Now I know he's crossing the border. Who else have we got on the lineup? I mean, mine's gone blank because I should have listed all these down. There is a few local acts as well. You know, we've got Tom Collins. He's from North Wales. He's from a town called Bagalt. We've got Dives. He's from Flint. Again, local lad. Does all his own stuff. It's quite a mix. And we've got Holy Coves on as well, who are from Anglesey. So again, that's not too far of a journey.
Thank you. Now, we have a plethora of excellent musicians and singers in Conway Borough. Where can our listeners access their performances at Pinefest?
So, unfortunately, we will not be recording the performance. So, if you want to catch their performance at Pinefest, you're going to have to buy a ticket. So, hopefully, people get really excited by the lineup and want to come see these people perform and buy a ticket. But that's the only way they are going to be able to watch the acts.
Thank you. Harry, we wish you every success with Pinefest, and I'm really looking forward to seeing Muddy Elephant live for the very first time in North Wales.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure. I always get excited for these interviews.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the Homegrown Music Show on Colwyn Community Radio. Let's close this interview with a very appropriate Muddy Elephant number. We are looking forward to a real helter-skelter of a weekend at the end of August. Enjoy.
spin like a helter skelter. My life's up and down like a roller coaster. Heads in a spin like a helter skelter. My life's up.